Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Kuflamud on the base. We are four lines from the bottom where it's Amar Le Rabbi Chanina. Just to, again, we're kind of in the middle of the question, so I'll come back just to give a background. Firstly, I didn't mention yesterday is that it's important to note just the layout of how this discussion, because the whole half an Amar over here is going to discuss this, is that the way it used to work is it used to have houses, and within that house used to have, after that, the steps would lead down like multiple houses and then lead into a courtyard. And like in Yerushalayim, they have a lot of places like this where you get, it's easier to picture, where you have a lot of houses together, a lot of apartments together, and they have a chatzar, a joint chatzar together. So after that joint chatzar, that courtyard, then you have, after those houses, you would have a mavli. You'd have like a little bit of a streetway. And then usually they would have another chatzar, another courtyard of someone else who belonged to. And then within that, and then behind that chatzar would be other houses. And so then, what we're discussing over here is the mavli. The mavli is that area in between, that is the alley in between those two houses, those two courtyards usually. So we discussed, we said that if you have a mavli that they didn't do, the shita of mavos, in order to make it run rishus, then you're only allowed to be metaltel only arba amos. So then Abaye said, I wasn't exactly sure what it said, and Rav Nachman explained it to me, that we're discussing which, an amavoy, which they didn't do a shita of mavos, but what happened when, if the courtyards, if the chetziros did it with the batim, with the houses together, then you would not be allowed to carry in the mavoy whatsoever. However, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Marav said also that lo ever chetziros nebatim, that if the courtyard didn't come together with the houses through an erev chetziros, meaning that, again, in that seer, is that we're assuming that if the chatzar itself, so again, there's two chatzars, chatzar A and chatzar B. So chatzar A decided to make their own erev chatzaros, again, make a partnership into which they were able to then carry from the courtyard. Oh, so I also point out that you're not allowed to carry from the chatzar into the, you're not allowed to carry from the chatzar into the houses. That would be the Isser Derabanan of carrying, because it looks like you're carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Unless you make an erev chatzaros, everyone makes it, merges it together and makes it Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if they did this erev chatzaros, but they didn't do it with the other courtyard, and they didn't, so therefore they're not allowed to carry in the, they're not allowed to carry in the mavoy, so then the halacha would be that you're not allowed to be, they're not allowed to do, they're not allowed to carry at all in the mavoy. However, if they didn't do an erev chatzaros with the houses, that one courtyard, so then you would be allowed to carry in the entire mavoy, as the din would be that if someone forgot, let's say by a courtyard or by a mavoy, if you forgot to do the erev chatzaros, then within anything that was left within that the mavoy in the alley or in the courtyard in the chatzar, anything that was left from there prior to Shabbos would be allowed to be carried within that area. That's the halacha. So the Gemara now asks a question on the statement. The word says, "Amar le Rav Chanina Chozer le Rabba, Ma'ishna ki erev chatzaros in batim." So why would it make it worse that if, let's say, courtyard A decided to make a partnership so that they were allowed to create a Rosh Hashanah within that courtyard, why would that make it worse in terms of your carrying in the mavoy in the alley? What does that have to do with the alley? So the Gemara answers, the nisku chateros benasu batim, because as a result of making the erev chateros, there is no courtyard anymore. And since there's no courtyard anymore, you've created the whole courtyard to be the halachic understanding of a house now, right? As you're allowed to carry within it, and in legal sense, is assumed to be part of the courtyard. The chatzar is now Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You're allowed to carry in the chatzar as well. So Virav l'tamin demar Rav, and Rav is going to be the shitasa, following his reason, as we've seen elsewhere. What did he hold? Ena mavi nitar belechi v'kora ad sheyu, turning out to next time, when batim v'chatzar is psochin l'tochan, because Rav holds that you're not allowed to carry in the mavi in the alleyway. He's not allowed to carry only if you have the lechi and the korah, right? The lechi and the korah, we're going to discuss a lot more of the side posts and the cross when we get to Erevin. You're only allowed to carry within this area if you have the lechi and korah, if you also have batim chateros or psuch and socha. If you have houses and courtyards that are opening into the alley, only in that circumstance you would be allowed to carry. Otherwise, the alley would have the status of a courtyard, which can't be adjusted by a lechi and korah, but it needs to be something, you need to have a full-fledged fourth wall if you didn't have this situation where you had a house, a chatzar, and then in opening into the alley. If you don't have those three conditions, then that would not be allowed. That would make it worse. So now here, so says the Gemara, v'hacha batim ikah chatzaros leikos. So in our example, you have the court, you have the houses, they turn the courtyard all into the halachic view of a house, and you have batim, but you don't have a chatzar, because the chatzar, the courtyard which we had before, was now nullified, because it's nullified into view, it's viewed as part of the house, so therefore, you don't have a proper, at that point, you would no longer have, the mavoy is considered open, it doesn't have a proper wall, and therefore it's going to be usher to carry more than far almost in the mavoy. So the Gemara says now, ki lo ervu nami, Wait a second, but Rav said where you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, right? If the courtyard doesn't do anything, that would be better in the circumstance of at least being able to carry in the alley, right? If they didn't make any Erev whatsoever within the courtyard, then they would be allowed to carry in the Mavoi, in the alleyway. So the Gemara says, why should that be though? When they didn't do the Erev Chatzeros and didn't come together and make it Rosh Hashanah, so why don't we look at it as if the houses were considered closed off from the Mavoi? Since Erev Chatzeros weren't prepared, so carrying from the houses into the Chatzer is going to be Aser. So therefore, the Chatzer is basically is an imposition between the house and the Mavoi. So therefore, we can assume that we can see that as if they're not there. But you don't have houses, because the houses, you're not allowed to carry from the Chatzer into the house. The house halachically should be Kilo, it's not there in this example. Why did Rav say that it would be Mutter to carry in this example in the Mavoi itself? If anything was left in the Mavoi before Shabbos, you'd be allowed to carry in the alleyway in the Mavoi after Shabbos. So Gemara answers, Gemara says, Asher demavat le rishus dekul legabechad. They're going to do what's called a bitul rishus. When they forgot to make an Erev Chatzeros, Chazal had a tikkun for that. Is that it's called a bitul rishus, is literally to renounce your ownership of what you have. So since this whole din of Derabanan is not to be carried, because each person is a private house and you're carrying what looks into rishus rabim, the Chachamim give you an eitzah that if a person does this bitul rishus, you say you don't own your property at that point. So now it's going to belong only to one person. So then, at least that one person will be allowed to carry from his house into the chater, but only bedafka that person. And we'll get into more of these dinim when we get to Erevin. But that is so the Gemara is suggesting right now that if you do a bitul rishus, so then, since you can do that, we can find a way that you can carry from your house into the chatzar. So really the house is fundamentally a separate entity for halachically for this Shabbos, even though you right now you can't carry it, but if you did this bitul rishus, this guy would be allowed to carry there. So the Gemara says, but no, that's not a good answer. But again, Rav requires all three things. He needs you need the mavoi, you need the alleyway, you need the chatzar, you need the courtyard, and then you also need batim. You need all three of those things in order to carry. But the Gemara asks, so sof bayis ika batim leka. According to the way we explained it in Rav, it's not just that you have one house, you need to have multiple houses. So in this way, again, and the way you can only have a house halachically is if you're allowed to carry from the house into the chatzar, and then the old shaila would be what to do with in terms of carrying in the mavoi itself. But if you don't have a house to carry into the chatzar, we're always saying that we should view it as if the house isn't there. So we're explaining that we only have one person who's allowed to carry, that's okay. But the Gemara says that one person is not enough, because according to Rav, the minimum was multiple houses. You need to have at least two houses. So if you require a minimum of two houses, and also Agav, you need two courtyards, need two chatzeros. So if you need two courtyards and two chatzeros, so how do you have two houses in this example? This example, at the most, only one person would be allowed to carry, and if only one person is allowed to be carried, you don't have houses. So why, again, would Rav say that this halacha should apply, they'd be allowed to carry in the mavoi? So the Gemara answers, no, we could find an example where two people would be allowed to carry on a certain Shabbos, because what are you going to do? Everyone's going to renounce their ownership in the morning till Chatzos, right? So have the first half of the morning, you say, till Chatzos, are going to give all of our property, the property Rishus, to Reuven, and Reuven will be allowed to carry until 12, and then after from 12 till whatever, till Shkia, from 12 till 6, the other half of the day, then we're going to give the Rishus till Shimon. So that from Shimon will be allowed to carry from 12 till 6, the rest of the day he can count it. So therefore you have multiple people, and then that would be open to the Mavi, and that would be something that would be allowed, to carry, and therefore we can view the houses as halachically significant. The Gemara says, though, wait a second though, but that's not multiple houses that have Rishus to carry, that's one person at a time, and therefore it's only one person at a time, it's not going to be viewed as halakhically batim as houses. This is still only a bias, so therefore that is not a proper answer for Rav. So the Gemara now comes and rejects this whole thing. The Gemara says, we're getting rid of the previous explanation that you require that the whole thing to have the din of the lechi, the korah, and the house, and the chateros. Rather, we're going to come on to a new thing. The Gemara is going to assume that Rashi points this all out, that Rav is holding like Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon held that Gagos and Karpif and the Chatzeros, they're all considered, that the roofs, right, the Karpif and the courtyards, they're all going to be considered one Rishus. They're all considered one domain for the fact of in terms of things that they wear on Shabbos. So therefore you can carry from one to the other. So Rav says, Allah fez Reb Shimon, but only if the people in the courtyard didn't prepare the Erev Chatzeros. But it's in that halacha, since the people would then be asked to carry from their house into the chatzar, it's unlikely that anything that was there would be allowed to be carried. So that would be, in that situation, you'd be allowed to carry if everyone forgot to do it in Erev Chatzeros. So the Gemara says, Elam Ravashi. So then, again, now getting back into Ravashi's answer for Rav, the Gemara says, Ravashi says, Migoram lechatzeros shiyasu. What at the end of the day caused the courtyard to be usher with regards to carrying to the Mavai Batim? It was all about the houses. right? Without the houses, the chatzeros and the mavir, according to Rav, who is following Rav Shimon, as we saw, as I mentioned, that really carrying from a chatzer, from the courtyard into the mavir, halachically should have no problem whatsoever. So since it's all a problem of the batim, so the leika, at this point, the Erev chatzeros weren't prepared, the houses are not a factor, and therefore Rav permits to you to carry in the mavoi. Because at the end of the day, the mavoi is not revealed. You're not allowed to carry from the chatzer from the courtyard into the house. So we're not viewing the house halachically significant for this purpose over here. And the only significance would be to the fact from the chatzer to the mavoi, in which you're really allowed fundamentally to carry. So therefore, within the mavoi itself, Rav would hold you one would be allowed to carry. Okay, that was a little bit complicated. We'll get back to these in Yanim when we get to Erev and Amir to Hashem. Now going back to the idea of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, Amar Abba, Amar Abba Yochanan. Lo'at lo'kol Amar Abba Eliezer Machshir Mitzvah Dochenes HaShabbos. Not for everything did Rabbi Eliezer say that you can violate Shabbos and do it a hechsher mitzvah, right? Even the preparation for the mitzvah, not actually doing the mitzvah itself, would override Shabbos. We saw this by Mila. The Gemara was now assuming that this should include other things as well. And so Tosos just pointed out, Tosos asks though at the end of the day, why in the world should Rabbi Eliezer extend this to any other mitzvah? Why would I even have a havamina? The Gemara is going to extend it to other mitzvahs, but why should that be? Tosos asks. When it comes to Mila, I get it. Because Mila itself is Docha Shabbos, so it makes sense to assume that the other things should be Docha Shabbos as well. Why would I assume that everything, if that's the rule, why the Gemara even have a havamina that should extend to all mitzvahs? By Mila, we know Mila is Docha Shabbos, so it makes sense. Rabbi Eliezer just extends that in to assume even preparing for a Mila should be Docha Shabbos. But why should that even have a havamina that should apply to other mitzvahs? Tosos leaves it off at Sarachim. By the way, the Gemara now says that it's not going to be for everything. So the Gemara says that when it comes to this din, it's not everything that Rabbi Eliezer says that the preparation for the mitzvah is going to override Shabbos. That when it comes to the shtei alechem, that was the korbanos, the two loaves they used to bring on Shavuos, right? That was the halacha they used to bring them on Shavuos. So those are, the Torah tells you that you should bring them on the day of Shavuos. It's a chovas hayom to bring it specifically on a specific day. The Torah points out, staff going to do it on Shavuos. And Rabbi Eliezer only learned out from Gzeirah Shavah. He had to use Gzeirah Shavah in order to prove that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're allowed to even do the machshirim, even to put out the preparational stages for Shabbos. Now, if Rabbi Eliezer held this by every mitzvah, if he held every single mitzvah that you want to do on Shabbos, it would violate, even for the preparation of that mitzvah, would override Shabbos. So then why would he need a Gzeirah Shavah to tell me out by the lachos of Shavuos? Clearly, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that one, Rabbi Eliezer does not hold it's a blanket rule that all machshirim mitzvah, that every preparation for a mitzvah is going to allow one to violate Shabbos. So Gemara says, where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer learned out the shtei alechem? When the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Menayel, Machshir, shtei alechem, Shadochen, Shabbos. Where do we know that the stages before doing the actual mitzvah and preparing for the mitzvah is going to override Shabbos with regards to the shtei alechem on Shavuos? Because of Gzeirah Shavah, Nemra Hava Ba Omer, and Nemra Hava Ba Shtei Alechem. The Pesukim by the Omer says, Miyom Aviachem Es Omer Tznufa, from the day you bring the Omer. And also we have Gzeirah Shavah to the fact that it says it by the shtei alechem, Tavil Lechem Tznufa Shtaim. Over there, you should bring the two loaves. So it says Lashon Havava two different times. We have Gzeir Shava, Mahava Mura BaOmer. Just Gzeir Shava lets you learn out from one halacha to the other. So that's like by the Omer, Machshir and Dochan Shabbos. Even the preparational stages is going to be mutter to do, right? If you need to grind, if you need to sit the barley or anything like that for the korban, is going to be mutter for preparing the korban Omer. The korban Omer is the one they used to bring after the first day of Pesach, and then you start counting Sfiras Omer. That's where it comes from. The count from the day after they brought the Omer. So start counting Sfiras Omer is going to be on the second day after the first day of Pesach. So we learn out Machshir and Dochenes Shabbos. So then you're allowed to do the Machshir and Gabi Docha Shabbos. Afaba Murim B'Shtei Alechem. So too the bringing with regards to Shtei Alechem Machshir and Dochenes Shabbos. The preparational stages is also going to be allow you to violate Shabbos. The Gemara now says, we're commenting on this Gzeirah Shavah. The Gemara points out Mufne that you have to assume that this Gzeirah Shavah is open. What is this concept of open? That generally we have a Gzeirah Shavah. First of all, Rashi points out that Gzeirah Shavah can only be learned if you have a Masorah from your Rebbe. But even if you have a Masorah from your Rebbe, there can be a question on the Gzeirah Shavahs. If you have a kasha that this halacha doesn't make sense to learn from that halacha, so maybe we can ask a question on your Gzeirah Shavah. However, if the Gzeirah is mufne mishnei tzadin, if it's assumed that it's open on both sides, meaning that the Torah didn't, you have a riboy, the Torah was coming out of its way to say this word, it didn't need to say this word in both the places, it was extraneous, it was extra. So if the fact that it was extra in both places, you would never ask any questions. However, if you have a Gzeirah Shavah that's mufne mitzad echad, that is machlokas, and can you ask a question on that too? If it doesn't make sense, sense. Let's say the one halacha doesn't apply to the other. It doesn't make sense to compare the two halachas. Can you ask a question on that? So even if it doesn't make so much sense, if it's mufne mishnei tzadim, it's ki'ilu like the Torah told you that this is the halacha, and even if you have a question on the logic of it, you would not be able to ask a question. However, if it was only mufne mitzarecha, that's machlokas tanaim, whether or not one would be allowed to ask a question on it. That's important for the hamshech of the Gemara. So again, the Gemara points out that this is open. Dilo mifne ikla mifrach, because if it wasn't open, you could ask a question. Mal omer shekein imata kotzer or kotzer. Because we learn out the halacha by the omer specifically, that even if you found bar that's already cut, you have to specifically cut other, you have to cut other stalks specifically for the sake of the mitzvah. That's the halacha over there, because we learn out from the word uktartem and vavesem. That implies that you have to do also, it'd be done for the sake of the mitzvah, even if you find a cut. So the Gemara says, Tomer b'shtei alechem, we don't see such a drasha by the shtei alechem, she matza kotzer in a kotzer. We don't see that there's any, the Torah indicating anywhere that you should do any of the preparational stages for the shtei alechem. So it really seems to be beferish that there would be reason to mechalek for hechsher mitzvah should not apply to the shtei alechem. So the Gemara says, "Lai ufne mufne." So yeah, right. You have to assume that's correct. That really, it actually is an open interpretation, because the Torah didn't need to mention it. So what part was open? What part was the reboy that the Torah? So that would therefore we not have gzeira shava. That's a problem. The Gemara says, "Michle sevel atzi." It says in the pasuk, "Vavesim asomar rishis kusher chamel akoyin miyom aviyachem namali." So it says the pasuk says that you should bring the korban rishis of el akoyin to bring it to the kohen. It says miyom aviyachem, from the day that you bring the Omer. I don't need to tell you from the day that you bring the Omer. It could have just told you from the day of the Omer. What do you mean the day you bring the Omer? I know that you bring the Omer for that. What do you mean the day you bring the Omer? Shmamina lefnes. It must be that this actually is an extra word, and the lashon of to bring it, to bring it is extra, and therefore this is a gzera shava that you wouldn't be able to ask a question on. So because if you did, again, we'd have the kasha that really fundamentally the Omer is more. The Torah goes out of its way to tell you to do it, even if you did it. So therefore the we have the good gzera shava. The akasi mufne mitzarecha. The Gemara points out, but this is a gzera shava only free on one side. That's what he pointed out. Because machlokes, whether or not it has to be one side or two sides is a question. So this is only on one side, because on the second side, Rashi points out, with regards to the shtei alechem, you actually need it to teach you the shtei alechem itself. When is the shtei alechem brought? So that's not an extra vavesim, it's to tell you to bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos. So it can't be that's an extra word that's needed for the actual drasha. So the Gemara says, we see from here, we see with regards to the Gzera Shava, that's only free on one side, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you are allowed to ask a question on it. So if you're allowed to ask a question on it, so then we would have a question on the Gzera Shava, so then why wouldn't why would you be able to learn from the Shtei Alechem to the Korban Omer if the Shtei Alechem is fundamentally a lower level? Because again, it's only Mufne Mitarecha, it's only open on one way, and the other way with regards to the Shtei Alechem wasn't open. So then we have a question, why should he be able to not ask a question? And according to Rabbi Elazar, who l'shitaso, he himself agrees that if you wanted to ask a question when it's only on one side, you'd be able to ask a question. So the Gemara's answer is Taviu Ribuhu. Yeah, the fact that it says Taviu, you should bring it in regards to the Shtei Alechem, that actually is extra. And since that is extra, you have Mufne Mishtei Tzadim, and you can't ask a question on that Gzera Shava, even though you would have a logical question, as we pointed out. The logical question stands no ground if it's Mufne Mishtei Tzadim, but the Gzera Shava is open on both ends. Okay, so we saw from here that Rabbi Elazar had an exclusion to learn it out. So Gemara asks now, but what is Rabbi Yochanan in his explanation of Rabbi Elazar, what's that coming to exclude? Which halachas, according to Rabbi Elazar, is not going to be considered overriding Shabbos? Gemara says, Ilim, Lamuti Love. You want to assume that Rabbi Elazar really is coming to assume that the mitzvah of lulav, you can't cut the lulav on to prepare yourself to do the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos. But that's not true. Lulav v'chomash v'dochanas on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar said explicitly that even for regards to the mitzvah of doing lulav, you would be able to do the machshir and to cut the lulav to get it ready to then do the mitzvah. So maybe it's a coming to exclude a sukkah to the mitzvah of building a sukkah. Tanya, sukkah v'chomesh v'nochna shavah, sukkah, and even preparing the sukkah, building wood, let's say, to build a sukkah to the schach, whatever it might be, that would also override Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe it's a coming to exclude matzah, that if you need to bake the matzah or prepare the matzah or grind the matzah, all of that is going to be usher, even according to Rabbi Elazar. Gemara says, no, that's not true. Tanya matzah dochan Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says even matzah is also dochan Shabbos, overrides the Shabbos. So maybe the Gemara suggests another example. Veil mitzvah shofar. Maybe it's coming to exclude shofar. Let's say you're going to build the shofar, which we make a patish. So you're going to build the shofar, make it, and get it ready. That is also explicit in Rabbi Elazar. That's mutar. Tanya shofar chamashon dochan Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar, shofar and all the preparations required to do the shofar is going to be dochan Shabbos according to Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara now says Amar Vada Barava mutar sitzus latalisa muzul tzvitzchah. No, I have an example. All these examples were things that were dafka zman oriented. They come at a specific time. However, tzitzis and atalis, I think those two those two would not be Docha Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, Tanim Hachu, we have a proof for this. Veshavin, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva would be the same in the guards to Shim Tzetz, the list of Asim Mezuzah, Hizcha Shul Chayav. That if someone tied strings to Tzitzis, or he decided to write a Mezuzah and he did Ksiva, then he would be Chayav. If he did it by accident, he'd be Chayav Achatas. If he did it on purpose, he'd be Chayav Misa. So therefore, this Brisa is telling you that the Machshir and Ravada Brava wanted to say that would work with the Brisa because they both would assume that Rabbi Eliezer would not permit writing tefillin, writing rather mezuzah, or wearing tzitz, or preparing the knots of tzitzis. Gemara says, "My time. What's the reason to make this distinction between matzah and lulav and everything like that?" As to what the answer we already suggested. Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yosef Levishen Kavua Lem's man, because the mitzvah of tzitzis and mezuzah, they have no set time. Since they have no set time." There's no reason to say that they should violate Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Amar le'abaye adraba medein kavod hazman," because there's no fixed time to do these mitzvos. Kol shaita v'shaita zminehu, that it's the time is every moment to do it. You didn't take care of it yet, and you should have to do it every single time. It's interesting. The Gemara says kol shaita v'shaita. Rashi says b'chol yom v'yom. So it explains that Eishel Avram in Or Chaim, he explains that it sounds like meduik in this Rashi that you only violate the halacha of not wearing, not having tzitzis in her garment, or potentially the halacha of not having mezuzah if a whole day went by, lefi Rashi at least. So either way, the Gemara suggests that every moment you should still be doing it, at least every day you should be taking care of it, so then you should also take care of it on Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Be'emar Revuna Bar Rav Husha, Hol V'yadu La'afkira." No, you're right. That's really, that's not a good reason. But the fact that it's not Kovel Zman is not enough of a reason, according to Rabbi Lezer, why you shouldn't override Shabbos. It should override Shabbos even if it doesn't have Zman. So what's the answer of why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can, what's the reason according to Rabbi Eliezer that you can what? That you'd be able to override Shabbos? Not override Shabbos rather with tzitzis and mezuzah, because you can make a declared ownerless, you can make it a hefker, and since you can make your garment hefker, it's not going to be chayv and tzitzis, or you can make your house hefker and not be chayv and mezuzah. So therefore, we see that it's no longer on you. It's not on the gavra, rather it's a mitzvah the chesed, potentially that could be the chiluk, to use Lamdish terms, that it's not a mitzvah on you to take care of because you have a way to get out of it. So therefore, it's just a mitzvah, and if it's a mitzvah on you that you have to do like lulav, shofar, all of those, since there's no way out of it, so then you have to, you can, even the machshirin, even the preparational stages would override Shabbos. But here, since there's a way to get out of it, that would create it. It's just a mitzvah that you have to take care of, and not a mitzvah on you per se. And therefore, it would not override Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Amar Mar lulav v'chol machshirin dochen es haShabbos. That we say that when it comes to lulav and everything, and even preparing the lulav is going to override Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer said. The Gemara said, "We know that Rabbi Lezer have. Where did Rabbi Lezer learn this out?" The Gemara says, "Im Omer Shteh Lechem." From the fact that Omer and Shteh Lechem both have this idea of the machshirin are going to be dochen Shabbos, but they're fundamentally different. Shekein Tzarech Kavah. Those are a necessity for the Beis Hamikdash, which is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu. So this mitzvah, which is for you to do, maybe they would say that the machshirin Rabbi Lezer would disagree and say the machshirin are not dochen Shabbos. Where enters the makrab bayom. He has a drush of the product that says bayom. What is bayom? Coming to actually bayom on that first day implies that filu b'shabbos, and whenever that day should fall out, you're still going to violate Shabbos. Where says umay hilchos ha'ilim alatilter. You're going to say, what halacha is that for? You should be able to take the lulav and bring it with you. Take the lulav. It's not an issue of mukta. The Gemara says, "Itzchak Chalam Mishnah Tildo." You need to tell me that Mukta. Rashi says, "Was a din much later. That was a din that wasn't Mehar Sinai. That was a din of Takara Darabanan. Shlomo Melech maybe wherever that we had the parts of the Mishnah that we had really that was really did by Hashanim and Nechayim. Whatever it would be the early by Hashanim." So Gemara says, "It's a din Darabanan. So that's not a part. Elo Machshir. And rather, we're talking about the lulav and the part of the preparation and stages of the lulav. That is what the din is coming down. Gemara says that that's a good drasha. What are Rabbanan going to do with this? Rabbanan, help me buy beyond Bala Vlada. You have to the mitzvah lulav by day and not by nighttime. Rabbi Lezer, how does Rabbi Lezer know that you can't do the mitzvah lulav at nighttime? So the Gemara says, it says you should rejoice in Kadosh Baruch Hu 7 days and not days and not night. The Gemara says, Rabbana, what are the Rabbana going to do with this? I would have thought the following: that we should learn the 7 days from the sukkah, and we know that sukkah mal yamim ve'afilu leilos. Sukkah, even though it says that shivas yamim close up until shivas yamim, the lashon of shivas yamim by sukkah, we know that that's nighttime included. So ma lahalan yamim afila lelos afkan yamim lelos kamashman. So I would have thought that you would have the chiyuv to do lulav at nighttime if I learned that from sukkah. So therefore, you need bayom to teach you bayom and not by laila. Only applies to lulav as opposed to sukkah, which is a mitzvah, as we know, both by day and by night. The Gemara continues. So just tell you the pasuk this drasha by lulav, and you don't mention the other ones, and everything can be derived through a moment, through a comparative analysis, and if you have the comparative analysis, you'll be fine to learn all the other mitzvahs. No, because there's a chumrah. When you have a comparative, we learn comparing one one din from the other mitzvahs, if there's more a chumar, a kula, major chumar, major kula, in one of those mitzvahs, you cannot learn the two dinim from each other. So Gemara says here also by lulav there's a specific chumar. What is that? Mulav shekein to an arba minim. There's four minim dafka, four dinim which applies by lulav, and that we can't say the same with the omer and the shtel lechem, which don't have this kind of four different things completing to do the mitzvah. So therefore, that would not be limud. You can't learn lulav from those two. The Gemara continues sukkah v'chumash nedochin shabbos sukkah. And also, everything preparing for stage of sukkah, of cutting the wood and getting it ready, making a sukkah, is docha shabbos. Where says minela Rabbi Lazar? Has Rabbi Lazar? Where says email marshtel lechem? If he gets a marshtel lechem, tzarech chayin tzarech chavoah. We learn number four. Those are only regards to the base of mikdash. How can you learn out for stam mitzvahs? Email lulav. You're going to learn out from a lulav. Shekein tamar minim, but lulav is four minim. It's more chamer than sukkah. Ela gomer shiva semim lulav. Rather, he's going to learn the lesson of shiva semim from lulav. Mala machshir docha shabbos. Av matnam and machshir docha shabbos. We learn from exer shavah from the shiva semim of lulav to sukkah. So why don't you just learn it out from sukkah? Learn it from sukkah. Once I know sukkah, I should know all the other dinim as well. So the Gemara says for the Omer Shtei Lechem for sure. Though the Gemara says because we should dig the mifrach mala sukkah shekinogas peleilus kavyamim. Sukkah is applicable by nighttime and by daytime, which doesn't apply to the korbanos or to the lulav. So that would not be able to learn sukkah from the other mitzvahs. The Gemara says matzah v'chodesh dochan shabbos. Matzah and all machshirin and all the preparatory stages of matzah are going to be dochan shabbos. What's the day of lezer? Minela the lezer. Harazer the lezer. There's imil Omer Shtei Lechem shekinter chavar. But if you want to learn it out from the Omer Shtei Lechem, those are for the base of Mikdash. Imelulav, Shekein Tamar Minim, but Lulav is more Chamar than Matzah because it's four different elements making the mitzvah. When it comes to Sukkah, it's only by nighttime and by daytime. It's by nighttime and by daytime. It's supposed to Matzah, which is only Dafka at nighttime. The Tos Rashi, why don't you say it was also all 7 days? So he says no, because during... because you can't say all 7 days, because the halacha is that you only make it says you could have said that it applies all 7 days, and you don't, that you make a bracha on the sukkah all 7 days, masha inkin matzah, that you don't make a bracha all 7 days on the matzah. So meduyak seems to be meduyak in the Tosfos Rosh that it really holds that there'd be a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Elamai, you don't make a bracha. It'd be the famous idea of the gra that it's a mitzvah kumis. Not too much to get into it, but that seems to be coming out from that Tosfos Rosh. Elak gemara chamishas and chamishas mechagas sukkas. We have gzera shava. We know that famous gzera shava. That's what we learn. You have to have a kazayas of bread in the sukkah, even if it's raining on the first night of sukkah, from this gzeirah shava. Malah machshirin dochan shabbos. Just like when it comes to sukkah, we're going to say that the machshirin are going to override shabbos. So too, machshirin dochan shabbos. When it comes to a matzah, also the machshirin for matzah are going to be dochan shabbos as well. The Gemara continues with this: one of matzah, v'nisa nochmani gornei. So we just turn matzah and learn all the other mitzvahs. And then the Gemara says, "Machshirin dochan rifak." Malah matzah shekinu megas v'nashim k'nashim. None of the matzah applies, even though it's a time about mitzvah, applies to women also. We know Rashi says anyone who is bevaal tochel chametz, anyone has the iser deraisa of eating chametz, is also in the mitzvah of the mitzvah sayom, which would be the mitzvah matzah. So therefore, we know women are chayv in matzah, mashenkin sukkah, mashenkin lulav. So therefore, there's a chumrah that applies by matzah, which doesn't apply by other dinim. The Gemara continues, shofar for chamash nozach shabbos. What about shofar also? The Rebbe Lezer, we learn out from shofar. Minel Rebbe Lezer, ha? How does Rebbe Lezer? That's Mim Moshe Lechem, Mashenkin Tzorech Chavar. If he's learning out from the Omer Shei Lechem, that's also only for the base of Mikdash, as opposed to a shofar, which is not Tzorech Chavis Mikdash. Il lulav shekin ramah minim. When it comes to lulav, those have the four minim, as opposed to lulav, as opposed to a shofar, which is only one minim. Ima sukkah, if it's from a sukkah, sukkah applies by day and by nighttime. Only the shofar is only by daytime, one day of Rosh Hashanah. Even matzah learned from Mashiach Nogam Nashim Nashim. It applies to women. Shofar doesn't apply to women. Elamar Kra Yom Trua Yelachem. The pasuk says Yom Trua Yelachem, but Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. The Yom Trua, even if it's on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "What's halacha if you don't Shabbos?" The Gemara says, "We can tell you the actual blowing. We're going to permit you Hatzin Mishmal. That's not a din deraisa. Kumalachas Avadala says the pasuk says Kumalachas Avadala. That's a tkiyah shofar. You're Yad Shvachkin. She Malacha Vein Achachma. That we don't. Whenever the Radiyas have passed, we've discussed this Radiyas have passed already. Is taking out bread from the oven in the time of Mishnah was considered a chachma. It's not a malacha. And the same thing with regards to blowing a shofar, that's only a din derabbanan, a shemay sakan klashir. It's only like blowing an instrument, but it's definitely not a gzera deraisa. So Gemara says, so therefore, Rabbi Lazar learned out, ela lamachshir. And it must be that this gzera, this pasuk is coming to teach you by Yom, is gufa teaching you that the shofar should be allowed on Shabbos, and even machshirin of shofar is allowed on Shabbos. And Gemara says, wait a second, that's such a good drasha. Rabbanan, what are the rabbanan going to do with that drasha? They're going to answer, by le bayom vala balayla. The dafka, you should blow the shofar at daytime and at nighttime. Rabbi Lazar, bayom vala balayla. Where does Rabbi Eliezer learn that you don't do shofar at nighttime? And our answer is Nafkaleim and Biyom Kippurim Tavir Shofar B'chol Aratzichem. It says the pasuk that on the day of Yom Kippur, this is the famous Yom Kippur of Yovel, you blow shofar. So the Gemara learns out from there that we learn out from there Dafka Bayom over there, that only by daytime. And therefore we're going to learn from the other that just like Yom Kippur is only by day, so too shofar is only by day. The Gemara says Lichmar Chumah Shofar. Why don't we learn out from shofar? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, learn out all the other rest of the dinim from shofar. So the Gemara says Mitzkiyah Shofar Adrashan Lekal Gemara. You could learn that from Shofar. Why? Because it's such a holy thing. It remembers us in front of a good judgment. We get a good din. When we blow it, remember Akedah Yisrael, all the famous ideas in the Ramazim. It's interesting. The Mamash quoted a lach idea, this idea over here. Therefore, you can't learn out Shofar from other din. Also, you can't learn from Tikir Shofar of Yom Kippur as well. The famous idea that on Yovel, the fields go back to the original owners, and the idea of Avadim going home, the Eved who is the Eved Olam for the Eved Yisrael, who decided he wants to stay past Yovel, is going to come out. So that's a chumra that applies by those two, doesn't apply by anything else, and therefore we would not be able to learn the two. Okay, I'll pick up Mirz Hashem for our Mila, Mirz Hashem tomorrow.